You are listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The NFL season kicks off tonight.
Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell Tompkins. Leaping!
He got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
Brady's back!
Yes, Brady is back. 98.5, the Sports Hub announcers Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak will be there for the Patriots' opening game against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Patriots are honoring Tom Brady officially during Sunday night's season opener for the first time since he retired from the sport earlier this year. So we wanted to ask, do you care? Should you? And does it matter based on who's taking the field? Tom Brady, the whole person, or Tom Brady, the football player? So joining us now in Studio 2, Shalice Manza-Young, Yahoo Sports columnist and former Patriots beat reporter for the Boston Globe and the Providence Journal. Shalice, welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good.
So just from your perspective, deep with this team, deep in sports, although this is a bigger than sports question, and we'll get there, you care.
I do. You know, I was not the biggest Patriots fan growing up. I did grow up here in New England. But I paid enough attention that I knew that they mostly weren't good when I was a kid. You know, I think my very first sporting memory is Super Bowl 20, going to my Uncle Dennis's house with my family and friends and seeing them get absolutely trashed by the Chicago Bears. And that was like the high watermark of the New England Patriots to that point. And now you fast forward, oh my goodness, almost 40 years. They were the class of the NFL. They set so many records in terms of wins per season, consecutive division titles, consecutive AFC championship appearances, six Super Bowls, and they did that all with Tom Brady as quarterback. So for anybody who is a lifelong New England fan, they know what Tom Brady means to this franchise. And even for younger generations, they don't know the Patriots with anything but Tom Brady as their quarterback. So I do think it's a big deal. And I know, you know, Robert Kraft just adores Tom Brady, so I'm sure he leapt at the chance to finally, you know, celebrate him properly.
All right, so I'll go back for you. That was 1985, so yes, almost 40 years. Sorry about that. All right, so I actually had mixed feelings about this. There was a piece of me that's just sort of tired of caring. Mm-hmm. But we've decided this morning to reach out to our texting group and ask our listeners. And you can join our texting group by texting the word Boston to 617-766-0382. That's 617-766-0382. Your responses were really interesting to this. So I'm going to give you three that run the gamut. Now, usually if you don't give us your name and town, we don't read it on air. But this first one is so textbook of one end of the continuum that I'm going to read pieces of it anyway, okay? The first part, what an insulting question when we ask, do you care? The middle part, every Sunday for two decades, he showed up and did everything he could to raise up everyone around him and help the team win. He sacrificed millions of dollars more than once for the sake of the team and the fans. And then lastly, the man took sports fans across all of New England on the greatest ride you could ever dare to dream of. And if you're not happy for him, you're either petty, bitter, or both, right? So there's one end of the continuum. Now, in the middle, Shyla from Boston. I love Tom Brady and he deserves the honor after all these years. Kay from Marblehead. I'm on the fence. I wish he retired as a Patriot and kept in New England. The moment's been lost at this point. Now, Jane from Scituate. I could care less. He's earned a lifetime of attention, fame, royalties from all over, let alone Massachusetts. He should think about handing over any and all platforms he gets to marginalized folks. Celebrate and lift others up now. And then you get Diane from Charlestown. Stop talking about TB or the Patriots or Kraft. They are not good role models for our society. Find others who are contributing to the well-being of others in a way that inspires. So we're here with Shalice Manza-Young. NFL season kicks off today. Tom Brady comes home to be celebrated Sunday night. Shalice, this makes me think of Charles Barkley. I am not a role model, right? Mm-hmm. To what extent does Tom Brady get to walk on the field as a football player Sunday to mm-hmm. be celebrated? And to what extent do you have to consider the whole of the organization, the whole of the sport, the whole of him as a person?
Look, I am somebody who trashes the NFL on the regular for their many ridiculous stances in terms of how they treat domestic violence, players who commit domestic violence, the racism of the league, the complete lack of taking, you know, hiring black coaches and black executives and that sort of thing. And it is really hard to separate the two. And I think I appreciate all of those responses because for me, as a woman and as a black woman, I 100%, you know, can see the last commenter's, you know, idea that we should be celebrating other people who are giving more to uplift society. But then I also understand the first one, because as I said, if you grew up around here and you have been a Patriots fan, your dad was a Patriots fan, your granddad, whatever the case may be, this man, there are six banners, you know, world championship banners hanging in Gillette Stadium. They are not there without Tom Brady. You know, before Tom Brady got here and they took a flyer on this kid in the sixth round, we all know the story, 199 overall pick, they were a complete also-ran. You know, they bordered on laughingstock. So I understand the full gamut. I think Tom's history, you know, as you've alluded to, it's dicey. You know, there are some things where he talks a lot about meditation and family, and he was open when he and Giselle were married. He was very open about their relationship and how much he loved her and that sort
Giselle
of thing.
Supermodel Giselle Bundchen,
yes,
for people who
I apologize.
Might not know.
Yep. How much he loves his kids. And that is still a contribution. But then I also know that a lot of people have difficulty with the fact that when in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, he had a MAGA hat hanging in his locker. And we all remember the firestorm that was around that. And he said, well, I'm friends with Donald Trump. So it is hard. You know, he has done some humanitarian things, but.
So let's pick up on a ton of that, right? Because mm-hmm. the yin and the yang of this is what takes us beyond sports, right?
Right?
It takes us into everybody's lives. So you've talked about a couple of things there, all the way back to the sixth round draft pick that nobody expected a lot of, all the way to 2016. I'll pick 2016 because I've got some sound from that. We recently had a great conversation with Devin McCourty, who retired from the New England Patriots in the spring, is being celebrated this fall for his humanitarian work, mm-hmm. especially for helping a man get released from prison. I asked him if there had been a moment in his life where he decided that was the type of good work he was going to do. And he talked about that time. And he talked about that hat in Tom Brady's locker in the run-up to the 2016 election. And he went on to say that that incident and the knowledge of Bill Belichick and owner Bob Kraft's relationship with then-candidate and then later President Donald Trump touched off some turmoil within the locker room. Here's what Devin McCourty said.
As a team, we always talked about we're focused on football. That's what we talk about publicly. And I remember in that moment, I thought it was very important for us as players to kind of stand up for what you believe in.
Which then also meant a catalyst for a lot of black players on the team to get very socially active and stand for something else, mm-hmm. which is a push towards social activism in general. Let me give you a minute to reflect on that.
Yeah, I mean, Devin in particular, he endured a firestorm. You know, it goes back to when Colin Kaepernick, who was then with the San Francisco 49ers, began kneeling on the sideline during the anthem, which touched off, unfortunately, a disgusting firestorm of hatred toward him. Devin didn't kneel, but he and Martellus Bennett, who was a tight end with the Patriots at the time, raised their fists. They raised their right fist during the anthem.
Is an echo to some black athletes on the U.S. Olympic team in 1968.
It's a frequent black power, like the Black Panthers. It's a frequent black power sort of gesture. And so they did that. And even that incited people's anger. And it came back to they're making money. They should shut up. You know, they can't have it so bad. You know, I can definitely get off on a tangent. And so it's interesting. Devin really has done so much with some medical things. They had an aunt, he and his twin brother, Jason, had an aunt who had sickle cell, and they've done a tremendous amount of fundraising and awareness for sickle cell, but also, as you said, helping free a man from prison here in Massachusetts. He also worked with, and he did have the backing of Robert and Jonathan Kraft publicly, he worked with Massachusetts state legislatures to change the laws behind juvenile justice. Yes. And raise the age at which children would enter the juvenile justice system, because of course it was disproportionately children, Black children and children of color, who were in the justice system as young as 9 and 10 years old. He's done a tremendous amount. And Bill Belichick has since credited Devin with opening his eyes and changing his mind toward things. Brady, you know, specific to Donald Trump, he did recede. He stopped talking about Donald Trump, I think.
He said, I haven't played golf with him in 17 or 18 years.
I don't think Tom's a malicious man at all. I think he's a good guy. He's a people pleaser in my experiences with him. He wants to make everyone around him feel good and feel comfortable. And so I think initially, when Donald Trump, who he considered his friend, Tom is also loyal to a fault. And so I think initially when he saw that Donald Trump was running, Trump sent him a hat. I don't think Tom ever foresaw what was coming down the pike in terms of the racism and the nationalism and all of that stuff from Donald Trump. And I don't think Tom could ride with that. And I'm sure his people and his then wife, Gisele Bündchen, who is also a huge humanitarian, you know, got to him and said, let's back off.
So let's talk about what he did see and come down the pike. And I don't think I'm talking out of school to say this. Years and years ago, I had a conversation with the late Myra Kraft, mm-hmm. who told me this famous story of Tom Brady after the draft saying to Robert Kraft, she was standing with Robert Kraft when Tom Brady said, you just made, you know, the best decision of your life. And I remember Myra Kraft telling me that she was quite struck by that because Tom Brady was very confident when he said that, right? And that's become sort of an apocryphal or a legendary moment. But, you know, most people don't make it more than about 3 years if you're a six-round draft pick. And in fact, Bill Belichick had to kind of change the common practice and keep mm-hmm. four active quarterbacks just to keep Tom Brady around after that. We do teach our kids you can do anything you put your mind to. And if we talk about the athlete who's going to take the field and be celebrated— in that way, he is somebody who modeled, don't let anybody underestimate you. And so putting those other things aside, mm-hmm. what is something that you know, generations can celebrate there, even above and beyond the world of sports in our last minute or so?
You know, I think just as you said, the 109th, look, the NFL draft is a completely inexact science. You know, we every year in the weeks and months leading up to it, there are people already who have the college football season literally just started. There are already people making predictions on who will be the number one draft pick 9 months from now, right? But it's a completely inexact science because number one, number two, number five draft picks, some of them are great, some of them wash out. We have players who are completely undrafted who are in the Hall of Fame. It's such an inexact science. But to me, what you learn from Tom Brady is, yes, that belief in yourself and your abilities. And also, he worked incredibly hard and he was a great teammate. He demanded a lot of people, but he also demanded a lot of himself.
And he did love his team.
And he loved his team. He did. You know, there were moments and there's been a lot of talk about his relationship with Bill Belichick. And, you know, I think in the end, that's why he moved on to the Buccaneers for a couple of years. But, you know, again, as a player, for my money, greatest ever.
All right. Shalice Manza-Young, Yahoo Sports columnist, former beat reporter for the Globe and in Providence for the Patriots. Thanks for helping us think about how Tom Brady takes the field one more time on Sunday.
Thanks for bringing me in.
There is more ahead. I'm Tiziana Dearing. Maybe you care a little bit more now?